happy 2 years of the hockey girls.
Technically it is. Yeah, technically it's our 2 year anniversary.
It. Oh, how funny. We
We're
have
not going
made
to
it.
talk about the last year, but you know.
No, and what we were talking about this after we finished recording last time.
We said it when we were at dinner too.
Oh yeah, that too. We were like, oh wow, we like made it to a year and then we took a year off. We said, well,
Coming back strong.
we said, well, that's enough. We're gonna take a break. That's so
Oh,
I think that's so funny. And
I've been
frankly,
waiting to make that joke until we recorded it.
so on brand for me
It
personally.
really is.
Oh man. So a lot happened this last month in the hockey world. We were just recapping, trying to figure out what the fuck we were gonna talk
And
about.
they kept adding stuff too.
I know. I feel like the well,
I didn't have nearly as much as this written down before.
I didn't prep hardly at all for this. So my bad. But also that's on brand for me. So anyways.
It. We nailed it.
I wing it. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll be fine. But the more that we started talking about it, I was like, oh yeah, this happened. Oh my
Then,
God, wait, this happened.
yeah,
Oh, you remember how that happened?
list just got longer and longer and longer.
It kept going. So we are gonna try to summarize the last month as best we can.
Yeah, true. Well, we're gonna go ahead and start with All Stars because we kind of left off with that. And I mentioned like I was gonna try to get up to Toronto. Unfortunately, that did not happen. I'm sure you guys saw.
Yeah, that would have
Okay.
been so fun. Shout out to Aaron Logan for just being like, yeah, come on up.
What a
You're
homie.
like, work. 100%
What a guy.
would have done it if I had had, PTO and
Yeah,
like
like because we totally would have.
parka. Like, there was probably stuff that
I have my parka in storage. You can borrow that.
I did. Okay, great. So, next time that there's something going on in Toronto, Aaron Logan, expect us
Fair.
up there because Ailey's got a
Absolutely.
parka I can use.
Love how that's your second biggest concern.
Well, I am concerned about that.
It's not like, yeah, we'll get to Toronto. It's not getting to Toronto. It's, do I
No,
have
because I know I can do that.
a That's so funny. Oh my gosh. But
Yeah,
All-Star Weekend was actually like a lot different this year than in the past. Interesting.
I actually watched the game, which granted, like when we went to the game, of course I watched the game.
Oh yeah.
But I did not get to
Best
watch.
morning of your life.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I love that, like, somehow in some capacity, almost every episode that comes up.
It's iconic. And
You know
you do iconic shit.
what? Period. That's right. Y'all hear that? Did y'all hear that? That is on record. Thank you.
Good.
That's all I needed. Good night, everyone.
Happy
No. Happy
2 years. We'll be back in another
2 years. We'll see you next year.
Oh,
No, but
no,
I.
and for real, that story is gonna come up every single time we talk about All Stars, no matter what, because that was just an iconic weekend for both of us.
I frankly think I peaked in that moment, but whatever. That's a story for a different episode. I didn't get to watch the skills competition this year,
Yeah.
or year. I haven't, frankly.
Watch the draft.
I saw clips, and I saw
That was
clips.
like the biggest like change in my opinion. That
The
it skills.
my favorite clips, frankly, not really hockey related at all, were of Michael Bublé,
Why?
being on
I'm scared of
mushrooms.
him. What a guy.
I love that he just full on admitted
Yeah,
it.
first NHL press conference he has, and he's like, okay, so they told me it was like a micro dose of mushrooms, and it wasn't. And I was like, he is off the rails.
I loved that. I,
Good for
you
him.
know, it made me want to try them again. You know what I mean?
When the fuck did you do them before?
That life is beautiful.
Had no idea.
Yeah, I
Oh gosh.
took a little baby, just a little baby
You and
one.
Buble just tripping on shrooms.
I no, this is what I'm saying. I want to try them again, but I specifically wanted to meet with Michael Bublé when this happens because dude was like
The time of his life.
literally, like you could tell Michael Bublé in that moment that the world was ending, and he'd be like, that's awesome.
Feel like at least I'm a coach at All Stars.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going out with the Hughes brothers. Like,
Hugh Blay.
Literally. Oh my God. So what a time. So those are the clips that I saw.
God, the Raiders are so great. He was, and honestly, I think there's like no one more deserving to be there, because he was just like, he wanted to be a hockey player when he was a kid.
Yeah.
This was like a dream come true, and you could tell.
And I feel like him as well as, and I didn't want to be a supporter, but you know, because I'm nothing but a hater. But Bieber too.
Bieber.
He's having the
watching him, because he actually was on the ice with his team for warm-ups. Everyone was taking pictures with him, which was the cutest thing I think I've ever seen. He was so happy.
Did you see
that he cropped Nate McKinnon out of the picture? Yes. I am a firm like McKinnon hater. I'm honest, like, I know that sounds bad. He's probably a great person, but
I'm sure. Yeah, hockey related.
No, he's
not your favorite player, though. Not even close.
I probably should take that back, because I'm gonna try out for the Avs this year. But oh well, sorry. Whoopsies.
You can root for the team and still.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It does not affect my ability to work. So
it's one of those things. It's like, I want to have like a catchphrase to give you, like, hey, but like the one that came to mind is like, don't hate the player, hate the game. And I'm like, well, that's the opposite though. Don't hate the game.
Player, hate the player.
But that's not how that works.
Oh, we need to put that on a t-shirt. Don't hate the game, hate the player.
Next Hockey Girls merch. That's what it's gonna be. Next, as if we have any.
Just me and my cricket. Just find it on Etsy.
Please do.
That'd be so funny.
Y'all better watch out. Links are about to drop.
I'll make us like cups or something. That'd be so cute. Oh, stay tuned.
Little beer koozies. Don't hate the game, hate the player.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Awesome.
Or like red solo cups. Anyways.
Yes.
Now, but I'm getting
literally the way that Bieber posed in that picture, he like was there and then it was the lean. And I was like, for starters, I would also totally lean towards Sidney Crosby. I think anyone would.
100%.
And then people made the joke like, oh my God, he's posing like he's going to crop him out. And then the next Instagram post that he has
cropped.
McKinnon is nowhere to be found. It is him and Sidney Crosby.
Talk about iconic.
It was so
good. Iconic shit.
It was so good. And honestly, I would do the exact same thing.
I think we all can like relate in some capacity. Yeah. It's like, you just got to crop that one person out, you know?
Just, that's why you always put them on the edge of pictures.
Exactly.
I actually can't say that. I'm like always on the end of pictures, but it's fine. Yeah, but it was really, really cool to see Bieber like literally having this experience that he wanted, because he played hockey as a kid also. Like, are you good?
My light's flickering. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I was like, what
if
are
it's
you
distracting
doing
in the background? Don't worry about it. Or, well,
I think it's fine. I can't even, I couldn't even tell. So you and your lights, at least you have your cool down light.
Yeah. But, anyways.
Back to All-Stars. They did it so differently this year, where they drafted all of the All-Star players to the four celebrity teams, which, like, it was really fun. Michael Bublé, wow, I just had a stroke. Michael Bublé was pissed, so pissed that he didn't get Brock Besser. And honestly, I'm like, I firmly believe it. I also firmly believe that Quinn Hughes was the mastermind behind their entire draft. He was like, y'all can make all your comments, I'm doing what I want.
He really did. Isn't there? There's like a clip.
He's
of
captain. Like,
true. Oh no, it was Jack. There was a clip of them being like, "Oh, we have to draft so and so. We're gonna draft so and so." And then Jack gets up to the mic and he's like, "So from the New Jersey Devils."
I know. And Quinn, oh,
they're like, "What the fuck?"
So pissed. I'm sure he like got an earful about it later.
But that was such a sibling thing to do. I don't know.
It It's so. Especially because Zach is the middle child. I'm like, yeah, relatable. I would pull something like that.
It was like one of those moments where I'm like, oh, 100% they have been at home on some summer break, you know, or whatever, when they were kids playing NHL, whatever year, name a year, whatever, pick one. And they were like drafting teams, and they're, I don't know how the game works. And they're like, I'm going to
you never played it with me, did you?
No, I've never played this game.
Well, I still have NHL, what is it, 23, obviously.
They're like, I'm going to pick so-and-so. And then, you know, brother over there is like, well, I picked him first. And then a whole fight breaks out. That's
it's such a sibling thing to do.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting. And then leading into skills competition was so not like the rest of the years, at least to my knowledge, because every single player that was competing had to do every single skill.
Oh.
Except
have they not done that before?
No, because normally it's like, oh, this person's doing fastest skater. This person, you know, like they had the group of them out at the fountains. They weren't doing everything. They were down the street at the Bellagio. Like, it's normally separate and there's a winner for each one. This time it was like collective, and Connor McDavid won, and I'm so mad.
Yeah, I saw the headlines for that, and it won like
I think it was like $1 million.
Yeah, I was like, what? For what?
For what? And what's funny too, what's interesting is I saw this, I can't confirm, I did not write it down, but I saw somewhere that yes, he won fastest skater like against Matt Barzal. Like, you remember when Barzy won fastest skater a few years ago?
Yeah.
Blew my mind. And he beat Connor McDavid's time for like the first time. It was crazy. Well, technically, Connor still, like, Barzy lost to Connor in fastest skater this year. They all did, but whoops. But I saw that his time, Connor McDavid's time around the rink, was still not as fast as Barzy's best time from when he won.
Sure.
I thought that was cool. And I'm like, oh, he's still a winner in our hearts.
I wonder who do they have. Well, I guess I can look it up because I have the technology to do that. Who has like the fastest, like on record, like time?
I think it's Barzy. Because, like, he smashed that record, like, when he won. I remember because it was, like, Connor had already won it for 3 years in a row. And it was, like, who's gonna take it? And he did. So great. In case you can't tell, I'm obsessed with Barzy.
I love him.
Literally, the social media of the Islanders was working overtime during All-Stars.
That whole weekend.
Get enough of this man's content. Like, I think I saved some of it just to, like, pick me up when I'm sad. So good. I did. That man is so fine.
Oh, wow. I mean, but I get it.
But also, apparently, he's the fastest. So, whoops. Sorry, Connor.
Okay. So, because I didn't watch that portion of it, does Connor McDavid like just get that $1 million, or was it like for like, oh, this goes
I
like,
I believe it was for a charity of his choice. I don't know for sure.
Because I was like, we're just giving him
that would have been like kind of.
Does he not make enough?
Is McDavid like, come on?
There's so no fun. Way. I'm like, we're just gonna give him that. We're just giving it to him. Okay. I didn't get it. I saw that headline and I was like, that's messy. That is so messy, Boots. That is so not. No.
That's good. No, I believe he gave it to a charity.
Work.
Yeah. And then obviously the very next day was actually, wait, go back. Skills comp. I'm like reliving this moment in my head right now. It was Austin Matthews' reaction to hardest shot. Funniest thing ever. I'm like, I don't think I've ever seen the man emote so much.
Oh my gosh.
I actually cackled when I saw it.
I mean, that was a really good reaction. And it was priceless. Whatever cameraman was like on that camera, because they got,
give them a raise.
Yeah, give them a raise, because that video, oh my god, I think I watched it probably like so three good. Or four times. I
was, you
like,
could not have timed so that better.
Yeah, and I've never really been a Matthews stan by any means.
Of course.
We know. So to watch that over and over again, I was like, wait, he's funny.
I was like, wait, he's yeah. I was like, okay, maybe he does have humor. Okay.
He's got personality. I like it.
That's what I love about All-Star Weekend, is it's like, it's the most unserious thing you could think of.
Unserious. That's the best word for it. But, I mean, you've got the mascots playing a game. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's so funny. I never get tired of all the All-Star clips, ever. They're so great.
They're always.
And the next day, obviously, was the actual All-Star game. Who lost first? Do you remember?
I don't. Unfortunately, I turned it on maybe like halfway through.
Yeah, I'm like, I saw the last like of the two teams.
Same. And
It was
I beat one.
Bieber won. Shocker. Honestly, ow, I just hit my nose.
I wanna say it was Tate McRae's team that was out first, but I might be wrong. Because I don't really know.
Bieber won with, of course, like an entirety of Toronto players. Shocking. But there was the joke made literally during the broadcast when they won, like, oh, they may not have a cup, but at least they got this. And I was like,
Ouch.
dad.
Damn.
I was
Oh.
like, when you put it like that, like, yeah, good for them. It was cool, it was fun, whatever. But it
Ooh.
was the most unserious game ever. Like, literally, Mitch Marner threw his glove at the goalie because he was so sick of like his shot not going in. He threw his glove at him, like, just for fun.
Just because he could.
I
He
can't
said
remember the
no.
name of the goalie that was there, but I saw the clip 1,000 times. Like, it's so funny. I was like, they really like, they're just vibing.
They're just being silly. Just,
Yep.
oh, and all the, stop, hold on. I just remembered this. All the clips of them sitting on the draft like thing and
My goodness.
kicking their feet. I was like, oh my God, they're children.
They
They're
made them like just the bench just slightly too tall, I guess. And so all their feet, they're just kicking.
just tall enough for them to just, you know, I'm just gonna sit here, kick my feet.
It's so funny because
So
it's like
cute.
there's
I
some
was like,
biggest names in hockey right now, and they're just
fluttering their feet. I was like, you guys are grown men and you're
oh, it's
kicking
so
your
funny.
feet. So it was just so cute. I was like, oh my God, I just want to pinch
Was hilarious. And then who was the one that was drafted first? And he had to just sit by himself like for a long time. And it
your
was
little
just there's a
cheeks.
clip of that, and he's just still kicking his feet also, and he's just by himself. But I can't remember who it is. Gosh. I'm
Oh,
the
I should have
I
written this down. I know, yeah. We're like, we're gonna talk about All Stars, and then we proceed to not
We're
know
still talking about
who
All Stars,
it
and it's great because it was honestly this it was pretty iconic this year. I was like a little bit thrown off by the draft thing, and I think that's why I was like, I don't know if I'll like it as much. I think it was way more fun for the players this year.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. It
I
was
agree.
cool. I loved it. Was great. I did not love Bieber's big ass jacket.
Yeah, that was a choice.
It was weird. But I will say, like, what was so cute is he was so excited behind the bench. Like, whenever they'd score a goal and they'd come by for the high fives, he'd lean over and like be in the high five line with the rest of the players. It was so cute. I was like, he must be thriving right now.
Yes.
It was so good.
Just so cute.
Yeah, but sadly it's probably not going to be as fun for a few people because trade deadline's coming up.
Yeah, that's
I
I,
know.
that
Like, I'm glad they had their fun because it feels like anyone could just go anywhere. It feels
That's
super unpredictable right now.
very we I don't know. I always it's so tough because like I love All-Star time, but like once All-Stars is over, then like the panic sets in of like, oh
Right?
God,
It's like, oh, I'm
there's a
glad you guys had fun. Guess what? Your lives are on the line. Fighting for your life.
but also like as a fan, I'm like, oh man, like that was so fun. And then I'm like,
Then
oh
it's like, who is leaving?
yeah.
Which
It's
one of
like I
our
have to like
guys is
mentally
leaving?
prepare. Thank God they give you like a month. They're like, have your fun now,
Have
and
your
then a
fun
month.
and then work really, really hard so that we want to keep you and you have a month.
Yeah, in a month. Yes, we'll see.
So hard. It's so crazy. I get trade deadlines stress me out. We're texting nonstop when they're announced. Nonstop, in case either of us miss anything.
And I'm always like keeping an eye, like a not a very close eye, but keeping like one eye out on like rumors.
Yeah.
But I
I
also
got
am
you
one who's
good with
like,
one today, dude.
well, I'm also, but here's my thing. I'm also like, okay, well, that's just a rumor. Like, I don't want to
Yeah,
believe
I know
that.
you said that about a lot of things.
But then, and then
It
something
ends up
happened.
happening.
And
And
I'm like,
I'm
well,
like,
who
I
caught on
totally
it?
caught this. And you're just like shocked. I'm like, it's been a rumor for a while. Like,
I know. Well, I'm kind of like that.
this person's probably on the move.
Yeah.
So there's a few notable ones
I
right
just don't like putting stock into rumors and then they end up coming true. And I'm like, oh,
now. You're like clutching your pearls.
I'm like, who said
Everyone's
that?
like, damn, it was fun while it lasted.
I'm like, well, who was gonna tell me that that was happening? And they're like, Carson, we told you this like months
I
ago.
do. I tell you this.
Yeah. God. I like the shock factor, you know.
I don't. I'm too stressed to have the shock aspect. So if it's ever like a total surprise, like I actually freak out.
Yeah. I hope you know I'm kidding. I
know that, but I really
yeah.
like it. We, of course, trade deadlines suck.
Well, and you know me, I love spoilers. So if there's
anything, I know, and here, you know that I will hurt somebody if they spoil something for me.
Yeah. So when this comes around,
that,
I'm like,
that whole moment from high school gives you PTSD.
But like when this time comes around, I'm like, damn, I can't fast forward and be like, okay, what happened? And then go back and be like, okay, it's all good. Like your favorite people didn't move, or like, oh, so-and-so did move. And then it's like, oh.
There are a few of our favorites that are kind of like on the trade block though, which is insane. Starting with Phil Kessel, because he hasn't been playing. Obviously.
You take that one. Listen, I get he's a vet. And
he's an icon,
he's a legend.
He doesn't even drink water on the bench. Like, who is this man?
Right. I personally just don't know what, like,
no hot dogs, no, like, all hot dogs, no stretching, coke, no water, like, unreal.
We had him for
man,
like,
is a machine,
a moment.
I don't care.
Suddenly I look up and he like hasn't played in a couple of games and I'm like, where the hell did he go? And then I was like, oh, he's like out? What happened?
The funniest thing though, and the thing I will always remember from his time here, besides the whole Iron Man streak, obviously incredible, but is the fact that during the cup finals for Vegas, because the flight was all the way to Florida, apparently he hates flying and he hates planes, which is a hell of a business to be in when you're like that. So he told the team, if you guys don't win this tonight and you make me get back on a fucking plane, I'll kill you. He was like, not make me do that.
Get it.
And the Knights ended up winning, obviously, in Vegas. So he did not have to get back on a plane to Florida.
Wow. I mean,
I remember hearing that after the Knights won and it was just absolutely hilarious. I was like, you know what? Good for morale. Don't make me get on a plane.
Yeah, he's like, don't make me do this, guys.
It's so funny.
Like, I'm too old for this. Like,
so he is currently in Vancouver, and he's apparently working out with the Canucks this week and talks with their management to go to the Canucks, which I think would be fun.
Yeah, work.
Like, obviously, I want him to stay in Vegas, but it feels like that window has closed, kind of. I'd be surprised if it happened now.
I haven't seen the man play in a game in, like, forever. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
So
yeah. He's so cool.
Somewhere, clearly, but like, where for me, I'm like, okay, wherever this, I mean, it's like, I'm like, dude, just wherever you want to go, wherever you're going to be happy, just you go.
But like, think about this. Imagine him, like, with the plane comment, saying stuff like that to Quinn Hughes. Imagine that dynamic for a second.
I see you say that, but all I can picture is Quinn just like
glazed over,
like no thoughts behind those eyes. Like,
it really just, is. He's so awesome. It's so great.
And he's just like the
funniest combo to me.
He's like, yeah, man.
just like thinking about them sharing a locker room is hilarious.
I think that'd be really. I mean, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that one for sure. I'm actually kind of excited about it. I think it'd be cool. The next two aren't as big. We're kind of working our way up to the big one, but
yeah.
You just mentioned before we started recording.
Well, and I didn't even see. This is what I'm saying. I like keep a very loose eye on these rumors. I just found out today that Saros is like speculating to be traded from the
Predators. I'll be honest, I didn't see that coming.
I would be
anywhere when we got on here.
Yeah, I would be so gagged if they traded him. I'd be like, you guys are stupid. First of all, they trade I forgot his name. They traded Matthias Ekholm to the Oilers. And I was like, y'all are dumb. Y'all lost a really great player. Now he's in Edmonton doing great, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Oilers, so I'm like, I don't give a fuck. But I care about the Predators. And I was mad when I saw that trade.
I was going to say, we have to bring our sign to that game. You still have it.
Yes, it's in my closet.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Anyways. But
so that happened. I texted my friend in Nashville. I was like, dude, why? And he was like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
He was like, I'm just as lost as you are. I was like, period.
We'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, hold on.
Yeah. So that happens. Now I see this. I'm like, y'all better not lose Saros. First of all, great goalie. We saw him. We saw him at
All-Stars.
All-Stars when it was here in Vegas 2 years ago. Iconic. Again, I messaged my friend in Nashville. I was like, oh my God, look who it is. And he was like, oh my God, you're there. I was like, yeah, I am.
I will say my favorite thing about having Saros there in net that was near us is the two kids that were like in the aisle and they were screaming Saros is a chicken butt. And I was like, what a wholesome, like, just hilarious trip.
It was so random. I was like,
but it's so cute because they're like this tall.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm like giving it their everything.
I'm like, where is your mother? So yeah, he is speculated to be traded, and I swear to God, if that rumor does come true,
where do you see him going? Because I don't think we heard about a team specifically in talks with him.
I didn't. I see, that's my problem. I don't see him going anywhere. I see him staying with the Predators. Yeah. Because I want that to happen.
And I hope so. Obviously, they're still in talks, it sounds like. So there's a chance.
Yeah. It was a TSN report last month, apparently, that was like indicating that
the last month. How did I miss that?
Month. I'm telling you, I don't keep a close
eye. We're so out of it now that we have a once a month schedule.
I know. Yeah. But they reported that the Predators were at least willing to listen to offers for Saros. And I was like, I read that and I was like, y'all better not.
It feels good enough. They might. There's a lot of shocking like trade rumors right now. Like that's why it's like, if it's for someone big, they might do that.
Yeah. So to me, from what I am like gathering from at least like most of these rumors that I've seen so far, is that a lot of goalies are like at risk. It sounds like, so this article here that I found was saying that like the Saros speculation resumed due to reports that like the Devils were expressing interest in the Flames goalie Markstrom.
Oh, he's good.
So I'm like,
I've always kind of liked him. He's good.
Another goalie.
That's so interesting.
Like,
and like,
oh my God,
like thinking about him in Jersey, I'm like,
right?
It feels so random right now. Like, obviously it'll get like tighter and tighter as close as we get to a trade deadline, which March 8th. So God, we're getting up there. We're recording this on Valentine's Day. Like it's already moving so fast. This month is going by very quickly.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's two other big ones though.
But like to finish out with Saros, I don't know. The articles that I've seen like aren't saying any names that have expressed interest, other than the rumors reoccurred due to another team having another interest in another goalie.
Yeah, in that case, he's probably open to it if they're just openly listening to offers.
I'll cry. That's one that might make me cry.
It's a bummer, but one that won't make me cry and it'll be actually really happy.
Riley Smith. I really want to see him back in Vegas. And you just sent me a post today that was like, that it was a whole carousel of like trade rumors, and we'll get to the, you know, the biggest one, but
gosh,
the next two photos in that carousel, both of them were about Riley Smith. One is he hasn't really fit in with the Pittsburgh Penguins, which is heartbreaking. And I really hope that that's a rumor that is false, because that's really sad.
Yeah, I mean, like, from what I've heard, when he was traded during off season, that was the one that happened, right? Yeah, because he won the cup.
Yeah.
Right? Am I crazy? Yeah. Off season. Anyway, sorry, I'm all over the place. But from what I gathered, it sounded like he really did not want to go. Like, he wanted to stay in Vegas. So. Yeah. I think, of course, he's so receptive to any talks that they'd be willing to have with him.
Back, yeah. So, but because that's the speculation, is that he would come back to Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I told you, I was like, wait, whoa, this is even being rumored.
Yeah, crazy.
And you mentioned that that wouldn't really hurt our cap space. So
I don't believe so. I think it would still, we'd obviously have to like unload one or two other people, but I don't think it'll be anyone nearly as big as Riley Smith was for Vegas.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would love to see that one. That one would
I think it'd be really, really cool.
Happy.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah. You're stressed about.
I'm real stressed about this. So there was even bigger news because obviously last time we talked was Trevor Zegras. There was a rumor that he was just not agreeing with the Ducks and they were looking to send him elsewhere. Well, even bigger today, which was the headline on the thing I sent you. He's in talks to go to the Montreal Canadiens.
See, you're like,
shocked. I don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah.
And
I think it'd be so cute. I don't know why. I think
he'd be cute and he'd be back with his bestie, you know, Cole Caulfield. Well, I'm obviously Jamie is still in Philly, so we're gonna gloss over that. But he'd be with Suzuki and Cole Caulfield, but also I'm like, why? Like Anaheim, if they're in such a bad they're in such a big rebuild right now. That's part of why they got Zegras in the first place. He has been such a huge part of that rebuild so far. And like losing Jamie Drysdale.
Yeah, that was
so,
a hit.
So rough. And it's like, that's a guy who thought he was going to be with the Ducks for a long time because they're rebuilding and they need these younger, fast people, you know?
Yeah.
They're strong players. So the fact that they're like, I get it to where if you can't agree with a player, you can't agree. Like it's a business, first of all.
Yeah.
So if it comes down to moving him, like then that's what they have to do. But to go to the Canadians, I'm like, they're also in a rebuild. What's going to happen there? Not like,
yeah,
nothing. I don't think so. Like that alone, I'm like, that makes no sense.
Well, and what's funny is that you and I were talking about this last time and you were like, what we were saying, like, oh, well, where could you see him? And I'm like, I think it would be so fun to pick him, like a classic, you know, like one of the OG teams, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Definitely Fed Canada.
Yeah. I did.
Fed Canada, but I think you said like the Jets or something. I don't know. You did not say the Habs. So.
I don't remember saying Montreal. That's for fucking sure.
Exactly. So I was like, that was so low on the list of where I expected him to go.
Yeah. But
so
I think I just find it so funny that he would go from being like total California boy to suddenly in Canada.
So funny. Like that part's hilarious. Just the culture shock for him.
Yeah.
But it's like, I saw this today and the immediate thought that I had, it's like Connor Bedard getting drafted number one and then being sent to the Blackhawks. Like,
yeah.
I can still see his face when they picked him. And he was just like, it was like a Quinn Hughes-esque vibe. Yeah. And I'm like, this is what that reminds me of.
Oof. Yeah.
Like, obviously Bedard's great, but it's like the Blackhawks, like other than Patrick Kane, I know I'm missing people and I don't want to sound rude. I'm not ignoring the entire team. Okay. But it's like just space, like skill level, I think. It's like he's well above a lot of people. So it's like Zegras is also very much up there. So I'm like, I don't know. I would not put him with the Habs. Same way I would not put Bedard with the Blackhawks, but what are you going to do?
I mean, I will say, I think at least where Bedard is like concerned, minus the injury, obviously, yeah. I think going to the Blackhawks was probably like best in terms of like he got to play like a ton.
Yeah, but I believe it was the Ducks actually that were like, so because you know how the whole lottery.
Yeah.
And so I was so mad when the Ducks didn't get first pick because honestly, they kind of should have. I think I told you about this at the time too. I was pissed. So it's like they could have had Bedard and Zegras
and Drysdale.
And Drysdale at the time, but still.
And then now all that went to shit.
Now Zegras is moving, Bedard's in Chicago and with a broken jaw. Like everything is just off the rails.
Yeah. I really hope now I'm getting off topic because we were talking about trade, but I really hope that Bedard is like back soon. If he's not back already. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is, because it was like an 8-week recovery.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't think 8 weeks has been up yet. So hopefully he's back soon. But last I heard, and this was like, I mean, probably like only like 2 or 3 weeks into his like injury, was the fact that he was still like leading. No, was that he was still leading, like in terms of like, yeah, like for getting the Calder. Yeah. At the end of the season, like he was still leading in like rookie status or whatnot. And I'm like, dude hasn't even, like, he's been out for like ever. So
just that good.
Yeah, I think that's, but that's what I mean. I'm like, I feel like Chicago maybe was like his best chance for like showcasing and like kind of getting,
I mean, it's true,
opportunity to like build the stats.
Yeah.
They needed it.
That's also very much a fact.
I'll say it.
They did need it. But yeah,
but anyways, I'm
like totally be an idiot. Patrick Kane isn't on the fucking Blackhawks anymore. Where did that come from?
He was,
but he's not anymore. I think he's Red Wings now, because that was a whole big thing.
Ooh,
because then he went to the Rangers, and then it was the Red Wings, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he's
his entire career probably was with Chicago, that's why I thought that. But still, anyways, I'm glad I caught myself. No, he's clearly not with the Blackhawks anymore, but you know what I mean. That's the kind of thing I'm trying to set up.
Yeah. No, I got you. I didn't really remember that. I'm gonna be honest, I don't really keep up with Patrick Kane.
I don't either. He's not my favorite person, but oh well, what are you gonna do?
I guess we'll see. We've got what, 2 or 3 weeks until trade deadline?
Yeah, I think it's like 3 weeks.
Terrified. I am terrified.
Crazy. Oh, I love it though. It makes it so exciting.
3 weeks. So, and then like not long, and we're in postseason. Like,
gosh, I know, dude.
This time of year moves so fast.
It really does, and I actually underestimate it.
Stress. Like,
I feel like it feels like every day is like the longest day ever right now. But then it's like I look up and it's already Valentine's Day, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's how I felt. Okay, what I will say, January was fucking long.
It's always the longest month of the entire year. I don't know what it is.
It's 60 days. And February is like 10 days.
It goes so quick. It's so crazy. And then trade deadline.
Yeah, and then it's trade deadline and all hell breaks loose. And then suddenly it's summer and I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Gosh. That's coming here. Not really, but for hockey it is. It's boring.
I'm going to say this. The last, like, week, 2 weeks or something in hockey has not been boring. Cause
no, it's been really, really fun.
The video that you sent me right before this, which I didn't see the video, but I heard about Riley's suspension. Yeah. What?
Oh, you're talking about Morgan Riley. I thought you were trying to say the guy's first name. I was like, no, there's a D in there.
No. Yeah, the Riley, his the suspension.
Morgan Riley.
I heard about the suspension first.
I think. And
I was like, oh, that sucks. Someone got suspended. I wonder what that was about. Whatever. And I moved on. I said, that's not the team I root for, so I don't care. And then come to find out.
It was wild.
There was some drama. There was some
wild.
Some tea. It was you know, some shit went down.
Honestly, it was the end of a game between the Ottawa Senators and Toronto.
Yep.
And this dude, this is where it is. What's his name? Ridley Gregg. I had to look, make sure I got it right. Ridley Gregg on the Senators gets a shot at the empty net. This dude fires off a one-timer into the empty net. And not 2 seconds later, Morgan Riley is on top of this man.
Cross-checks him to the head.
Cross-check to the head. I will say that is a bit much. But do you know, like,
much? That's so dramatic.
It's a lot. But I'm like, he wasn't going to get away with nothing. I know that much. Literally, taking a slap shot into an empty net is such, like, it's like the biggest fuck you at the end of a game.
I just want to know,
like, why. You can't get out of that scot-free.
Yeah, I want
to
know.
Fortunate that it was to the head, obviously, but he had.
I want to know what, Ridley's, right? He's the slap. Yeah, he's centers. I want to know what his like thought process was. He was like, do a slap shot right now. And, like, why?
Right there was nobody in front of him. He was close by. He could have just get it in there, seal the deal, you're done. No, he chose violence.
Is there a shot? I mean, there's not that I know of.
Not that I know of, but also it's like
happened? I don't know.
It turned into like an all-out brawl.
I need a whole like behind the scenes documentary on just that moment.
I want to try and find like team interviews after, like post game.
Yeah, because I'm like, so what did they do? So why? Like, why was the thought process? Oh yeah, I'm gonna do a slap shot right now. Cool, got it. Empty net.
It's such an like kind of like.
And then the thought.
I don't know the guy, but just doing that, I'm like, damn, you got to have some kind of issues with somebody to
pull. Right, like there's got to be some type of beef.
You don't just do that out of nowhere just for funsies.
But then for Riley too, I'm like, where's the thought process? You're like, oh well, that motherfucker, I'm gonna cross check him to the head.
I mean, if you're losing that bad, obviously you're gonna hit him pretty hard. You're gonna shake the guy up. But I mean, yeah. I'm sure if like obviously to the head was like an accident and he just wanted to get him down.
Probably.
No, that could have very much been the case.
Even then, I'm like, how about just drop gloves? I don't know.
That's the end of the game, so it's like just go all out.
But now,
not to the head, not to obviously. I just meant like everybody got it.
Suspended for 5 games, I wanna say. That was the last I heard was 5 games. Yeah. So.
Damn. Anyways, I did think it was like slightly entertaining. I saw a video on Twitter that I reposted and it was like the whole clip of this happening, wide screens, you could see it. It wasn't just jumping around. You could see how fast it actually happened. And the guy said, like, seeing this in person must have been like seeing the Beatles. Like, everybody lost their shit. I was like, that was insane.
Where was the game? Was it in Ottawa or was it in
Toronto? Let me look, actually, because I don't.
I mean.
It might have been Toronto. I'm trying to see in the video. Hold tight. I'm not that on top of it.
We need.
It was in Ottawa.
Okay, if I were an Ottawa fan, I'd be pissed.
I mean, like, I get it. But also, maybe that was his thought process. Like, had a huge win over Toronto. Just fucking fire the fans up. A slap shot. Yeah. But, like, that's so rude, dude. That's so intense.
It's so funny. I feel like you're very much like, oh, like, you know, Ridley kind of got what was coming to him. And I'm very much like.
I'm not saying he deserves a freaking head injury. Obviously not. But he literally, there's no way he wasn't getting away with a good shove.
But here's my thing. It's okay. Not a cross check to the head. I'll give you that. Yeah. But it does seem you're very much like, okay, like, dude deserves something. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, so he scored. Like.
But it was just in such a fucked up way.
And I get that it's such like an unwritten rule.
It really it is. Like, that has to be something personal.
That's what I'm like, there clearly was something, some beef or whatever that happened that clearly he was like, well, fuck this. I'm just going to slap shot. I'm at home. Like, let me go out, you know, with a bang. And then he gets his shit rocked. I can't believe
it happened. Like, just watching that, it's just like, there's no way that was real. Like, it's so crazy.
Can I interject with a quick, like, complete topic change, but also kind of another video that has been brought to my attention?
Oh.
My dad hates Matthew Tkachuk. Hates him.
He does, doesn't he? Yeah, he does.
So, like, hates this guy. Bob. And I want to, if I remember right, it's because of, and which is so funny, because if I don't even remember it, when we got Eichel, and like he had like his surgery and all that stuff, a comment was made that was like, well, don't be nervous about like coming back to the ice. Like it was like, or like, I'm going to like be the first one to hit him. Oh. That kind of thing. It was a very like, you know, comment of like, you know, he better be nervous. That kind of the thing. And my dad took that so personally.
I love your dad.
That reason alone does not like the guy. And I still haven't even looked up if it was even Tkachuk who said this. So anyways, all that to say, a video comes across my dad's Facebook feed of, God, and I don't even remember who who they were playing, but he had like a cheap shot, like shoved someone like really hard into the boards, did it twice. The second time knocked the dude, like the dude's helmet was knocked off. So this guy turns around, ragdolls Tkachuk to the ground.
Oh, I'm with this.
Matthew gets up, dude drags him down again, and finally the refs step in. And when I tell you, my dad made me watch this video like three times.
If you find it, please send it to me because I need to see that. Matthew could be pissed on the ice, dude.
So crazy.
It really is.
I was like, Dad, like, if you had the ability, because of course it's on Facebook. So I'm like, Dad, if you knew how to download something from Facebook, I know you would have this saved to your camera roll and watch it whenever you're sad.
Oh, I love it.
I said that to him, and he's like, you're right. I was like,
that's so awesome.
It's just so
funny. I'm wilding right now.
No, for real. So, and that, I don't know what it is about that, but that just, like,
so good.
What it is
when
about
stuff like that happens, it's just hilarious somehow.
Oh,
as like long as they're fine, it's funny, you know?
Exactly. This whole video with the slap shot and the cross check to the head, all of that just made me think of that moment. And I was like, you know what? Everyone just wants to see a good hockey fight. Like,
of course, make hockey violent again. That's what Ryan Reeves said in response to this hit. And Morgan's suspension, his response was, make hockey violent again. And I'm like, you know what? You're right.
What exactly?
So crazy.
You know what's crazy about this?
Oh my God.
This video. This is from 2020.
Are you serious?
My dad would come across a video from 4 years ago and take it so personally.
That's so awesome.
Oh my God.
Do you have it up right now?
I absolutely will send it to you because this is.
I need to see it.
Literally from 4 years ago.
God, that's even funnier. I love your dad. Your dad's iconic.
I'm like, oh wow, this like just happened. I didn't hear anything about this. Yeah, no shit, dumbass. That was 4 years ago.
Well, it's good to know that Matthew Tkachuk is still a pain in the ass either way.
Yeah, still a pain in the ass. My dad still doesn't like him.
Like, playing against him, that would take a lot for me to, like, build up to mentally and be like, oh, God, he's going to be on the ice. Okay. Like, he's going to make people mad. It's what he does. That's insane.
Dude, yeah, definitely makes people mad. Apparently, it was Tkachuk who said this. And I guess and he apparently did have a pretty nasty hit on Eichel anyways, in game two of the Stanley Cup final.
Okay. And I remember he got hurt at the very end of it, but it wasn't game, I don't think it was game two that Tkachuk was like, he like broke his sternum or something.
It was a huge altercation in game two. But whatever. Anyways.
Hockey players are a different breed, dude.
All that to say, my dad has personal beef with Matthew Tkachuk. And I think that's really
so funny. Awesome. That's so good.
It's really, really funny.
You should take him to a game next time the Knights play Florida. Just so he can get that aggression out. He needs that outlet.
Guarantee I will. Because, like, I just know, like, my dad just has to see, personally, that man lose. Yes. A game.
It would make his entire night.
He with his own eyes. I'll make him a sign. I'll be like, I don't know. Be like, hey, remember when you got ragdolled by the Oilers? LOL. Like,
oh, we don't know her.
Yeah.
As you like lean back.
I'm just getting comfortable, whatever. Oh man,
so you have more space than I do there because I'm like literally this chair is backed up into my couch. I'm sitting on the corner of my kitchen counter just trying not to get stabbed in the chest by the corner. Like,
oh,
this,
God,
no, this is not it. And this is where I did it every single time for like when we were on Zoom. I have no other choice.
Well,
you're powering through.
This is how you make it to 1,000 episodes, Avery. Beauty is pain. 1,000 episodes.
And you just try not to get stabbed by your counter.
Yeah. You gotta power through.
We are. If there's one thing I do, it is power through, okay? You should have seen me this past week fighting for my life.
Yeah, literally.
Fighting for my life, and we made it happen.
know who else has made it to 1,000 games, but, you know, for us episodes, but 1,000 games? A couple people this week, actually.
Yes. Yes. And also, no, we haven't had 1,000 episodes, genius. We had 1,000 listeners.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I thought you were just like fucking with me for a second. That's why I didn't say anything. Anyways, still powering through because that's what we do.
We had 1,000 listeners.
For girls, we power through. And 1,000 people listen to us bullshit.
But I mean, like, this is how we make it to 1,000 episodes. We keep powering through. Okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
God, that was great. But speaking of 1,000 games.
I'm like, speaking
1,000 plays, that works because they've played 1,000 times.
There it is. There's the treasure.
We got there. The dots connected eventually.
Edit all of that to this.
Because it's so like, funny. This is like a Jack Hughes moment. Like, or no. What was it? This is the forgetting where Detroit is moment.
Oh, that was rough.
So funny. I watched that video again the other day. It was so funny. Anyways, 1,000 plays for these three.
1,000 plays for us two, and 1,000 plays for Fleury, Petrangelo, and Marchand.
Oh God, he's a rat. I mean, congrats.
Damn.
I mean, everyone calls him that. It's a whole thing. He is.
Congrats.
He's such a menace to people. He stepped on a stick and broke it for no reason. He licked a person on the ice. He's a mess.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
He said, can't spell congrats without rat.
Oh, I'm so happy I wasn't taking a drink then. I would have spit it on this computer. Oh, my God.
You just kept going. I was like, damn it. I got lines over here.
Can't spell families without lies. Can't spell congrats without rats.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Oh, God.
It feels like,
but yeah.
This is hilarious.
Once again, shout out to our good buddy and number one hockey girls guest, Erin Logan, for 1,000 game sticks.
Yeah, I actually got to see one of the ceremonies in person because I've only ever seen videos when they happen. I was at the game against, who did we play? I don't even remember. Jeez, it was like 2 days ago. Like I said, fighting for my life. But
so it was Fleury's 1,000 games.
Fleury was in the tunnel. He wasn't playing.
Yeah, and then it was Petro's like 2 days later.
Yeah, it was really crazy, actually. But saw Petrangelo's ceremony. They had a video of, like, some of his old players, current teammates. His wife was featured in the video, too, with her own personal message, which I thought was so cute.
And that's what I liked about Fleury's, is that his kids were in it. And it was so cute.
Fleury's, his kids read the starting lineup, like, as a surprise.
Well, yeah.
It was so cute. But it was really, really cool to watch it in person and, like, see the stick presentation because, like, we only ever see videos. I didn't have a great angle of it because I was up, like, in a suite that night. Yeah. So I was, like, on the side that they were presenting on. But it was really, really cool. I took a bunch of pictures. I was, like, the only person in that little suite that was, like, freaking out because I was, like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Erin Logan made that. I'm, like, I send pictures. And I did, which was cool.
I love it. Yeah.
You've been definitely cool to see in person for sure.
Rolling out some awards lately. So I think that's really cool. Shout out Erin Logan. Shout out Heritage Sticks Cup, right?
I think it's without the S. Because I think you said that before.
I always had the S. Sorry.
You did that before.
Yeah.
Either way, and he's on our Instagram a lot. He's cool. Love the guy. Love
He loves to give us shit. Specifically about fire alarms needing batteries.
Made it this far. Another year later, Erin, and it's still going strong.
There's no beeping yet, so
crushing it. If every time you say that, I get so nervous it's gonna start again.
I can't wait, because one of these days it will.
I'm gonna throw my phone like at a wall. Like I it pisses me off. My gosh. I had another thing to say about the game the other day, but I don't remember.
For how much it makes you mad, the fact that you let that go on for so long is shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say. I was scared of the actual alarm going off when if I changed the battery.
I had that happen with mine.
Exactly. And you're the one who told me that. And I was like, oh God, what if it goes off and I can't get it to turn off quickly and I fall off a chair? Like I was, because I live by myself and the only chair that I have right here is like a rolly one and it turns. And I was like, oh my God, this is how I go down. It was rough. I did have something else to say and I can't remember. Oh yeah, it's not important.
Oh.
I was just going to say, it was cool to see it happen to Petrangelo also, because he actually goes to my church.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, every now and then, I'm, like, up there, like, singing, and I just look back, and there's this tall dude and, like, his whole family, and I'm like, I know you. Hey. Anyway, so that was really funny. I thought that was cool.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very fun. I loved the shirts that all the guys were wearing during their walk-in for Petro. True. I thought they were so funny. I was like,
yeah, I don't think they sold any. I think it might have been a team only thing.
That's what it looked like. I didn't think.
I know. Erin asked, you know, if they did have the shirts. My mom and I went to the store just to look. We haven't been there in a while. If they had them, we were going to get them. And I told him, like, if I find them, sure. And I didn't see them anywhere. So I don't think it was a thing.
Also made me wonder, though, if maybe they were auctioning them. Because I know they do. But at the same time, it was also.
They would have announced it.
Well, that, but also that same night was the Lunar New Year.
Yeah, and they actually, from what I saw, they didn't, I made it only on the tail end of warm-ups because I wasn't the one driving myself. So I missed a lot of that, but Ice Crew did not wear anything special for it. It doesn't look like there was a themed jersey for it this year, which I thought was really interesting because I was like, they made the whole big deal about it. They had like a performance out in the plaza.
Well, but also NHL, like, banned that, like, as a league.
So, oh, they like, banned, like, theme jerseys completely?
I mean, they, like...
We still had, a few weeks ago, we still had the first responders night.
Yeah, they're strongly against them because of all the Pride Night stuff that happened last year. And then a couple of teams this year have been like, we don't care what you ban. We're going to do it anyways.
Gotcha. Yeah, we did it for first responders, police... they had the shirts for UNLV when that happened, which I think they did that for like players got some too or something like that. It was a thing.
Well, not like just shirts in general, but like jerseys.
Yeah. That's what I meant. But I just mean like for the team, I think they were able to get those shirts because they sold out quick. Like we went looking for them.
Yeah. So yeah, the league as a whole has been very against like,
gotcha.
Supporting these,
which is interesting
because of all the drama picked up. So I get it.
Yeah, me too. And I'm glad that the Golden Knights, when they have done them this season, it's been for like, you know, police and first responders. I think stuff like that is obviously really important. They had the military night, I think, already. I don't know, but stuff like that. I can never remember when the days are anymore now that I don't have to know when they are. So.
But I also don't remember seeing us doing jerseys for them.
We definitely
that they auctioned and like sold this year. I mean, I know we've done them in the past, but this year I don't recall there being ones. I do remember like hearing about the night.
I remember definitely seeing the first responder ones because I know that Ice Crew got their, like the girls got the jersey sweat, like dresses to wear. Mm-hmm. Chance had the, sorry, my nose is running. Oh, Chance had the theme jersey on also. There's like a picture somewhere, but they did do them. I remember that. Only
I know there things, though. There have been a couple teams that have just like done.
Yeah, I know. Jersey Devils, they kind of, I believe it was the Devils who kind of found their way around that for a certain jersey, and then it turned out to be like rainbow, but they didn't make it like a theme, like a pride theme. So that was interesting. I didn't even realize actually that I hadn't been seeing them. So that's it. Like totally slipped my mind. It was crazy. I will say I'm glad I've been going to more games lately. I miss being there. It's just fun. It's a good outlet for everything.
I haven't been to a game in a minute. I don't even
know. And we're going this week, next week, but we're going.
Yeah.
After
we record this, we're going to a game and then I'm going to 2 weeks later after that too.
Oh, awesome.
Right before the deadline.
Huh?
The game that I'm going to is on March 7th, and literally deadline is the next day.
Oh, you're gonna have a fun night.
I'm gonna be so stressed.
What oh my if god, I happens? Wonder if it, who are we playing that day? I wonder if I can get tickets. I really want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I imagine like broadcasting on our Instagram the trades like live as they happen while we're at a game. Literally.
Oh wait, why am I in my email when I have the tickets? Oh man.
That's so fun.
Vancouver.
That'll be fun.
Imagine though, Zegras gets trained and Vancouver plays us. Oh no, it's not Zegras in Vancouver, it's Kessel.
It's Never Kessel, mind. But still, because he hasn't played a game in Vegas, I think, since Cup Final. Or I don't even know if he played during the final, but he was still part of the roster. So I think it'd be always love seeing Quinn Hughes, an icon. Anyways, it's fun. I'm excited to go with you next week. I feel like we need to bring back the original sign.
Yes. Because, of course, it's the Predators. And here's a little, like, really fun thing that happened this week. So we, in Vegas, obviously are known for having our residencies. Yeah. And the most recent one that we've had at Resorts World was Luke Bryan. That, I think, had its closing night. I don't remember if it's coming back, but we'll see.
Harry is still there.
I believe Carrie's still there. They kind of like swap out. So I just see a video just the other day, Nashville Predators, Luke Bryan just like randomly showed up and was like, yeah, I'm going to sing the national anthem. And they're like, yeah, cool.
Like, that's so awesome. I will say what's even funnier is that I knew that he was there. I saw, cause I thought he brought Riley Green to, I believe it was his first Predators game. Cute. So exciting. I hope they won that night. I never checked that actually, but
I know, didn't look.
Yikes. But he put a picture up on his Instagram and there's Luke Bryan in a Preds jersey and he's at a hockey game. And I was like, oh my God, wait, that's so cute. Like, that's fun. And then we get on here. You're like, oh my God, he's singing the anthem. I was like, no way.
It was so cute. The video was adorable. I think like his kid or like, I don't know. There were people with him on the ice. So I was like, that's adorable.
That's so fun. I love
so, it. I love that little like Nash Vegas kind of vibe happening right now. It's I'm a big fan. So for them to be the next game that I'm going to, I'm like, yeah. I'm
so
like,
that's and right. Also that's also the first game that we ever made a sign for. Yeah. But like, because we made three. I made one that was very inappropriate, but was the funniest shit ever.
He tried getting us on Jumbotron too, and then they
and it's funny because like now that I'm pretty sure I know who the person is now, and I'm like, I'm never gonna talk about that ever. Like who the camera guy was, but they saw it and I had a backup, like a safe one for Nate because he was there. And So I had it just in case, but they saw obviously because they saw the Predators one and they thought it was hilarious, which
it was. Predators? We don't know her.
We don't know her. That's where that came from.
I can't wait to resurrect that sign. Every time we play the Predators at home, I have to bring it out.
You have to. It's iconic. I'm like, part of me wants to literally, because I have enough craft stuff here. I'm a craft person, fun fact. If you didn't know that, you do now. But like, I want to make them for like every opposing team. That way we can just like pick out whoever we're playing that day. Yeah. Just, we don't know her. We did that for Tom Wilson too, but that was All-Stars and that's different. And that one was hilarious.
Well, and that one, I remember, like, friends of mine being like, that sign's funny. And then I remember other friends of mine being like, what's with the hate? And I'd be like, well, it's Tom Wilson. So
exactly. Come on now. Sure. And we were right behind the net. I'm like, that is the most golden opportunity to show this man up. And we did.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the game next week because
I'm totally going to make it for every team now. I think that'd be so fun.
But now I really am nervous that Saros is going to get traded. If that's the last time that I see Saros in a Preds jersey, hello, I'm going to cry.
Aw. Well, we'll take pictures and just remember the moment.
He better be in net that night, because if he's not, then I'm really going to cry. No,
I don't see why he would be unless he got, like, injured or something.
I don't know why they wouldn't play him, so.
Yeah, and especially if they're only, like, talking about offers right now, it's like I don't think he'd be going anywhere within the next week.
Yeah. So, guess we'll just have to see.
It's going
to
be a fun night. Hockey girls are back in action. I'm so excited. Baby.
Well,
Instagram's gonna be popping.
Yeah, next episode, holy shit, we're gonna have like a list of
it's gonna what's be we need
during
to be ready for next episode.
I'm already like I'm looking forward to it, and but I'm like, oh god.
And if it's anything especially big, like we're probably gonna put it on our Instagram because it'll just like shock the hockey world probably. So yeah. We'll definitely keep updates before the next episode.
For sure, next month will be trade deadline drama. So
can't wait. Like I hate it, but I can't wait. You know,
we'll keep y'all posted.
Absolutely, emotions are gonna be high. Especially if Vegas is going to Canada, I'll lose it.
We will see what happens. So until then, like, subscribe.
On that note,
like and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We were on X for a little bit, Twitter, which is now X. I don't think we're gonna use it anymore, but unless we get there, I don't know. But Instagram, TikTok, we are at @_hockeygirls. New episodes will be available monthly now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audible, and Amazon Music.
Her.
Nailed it. I was like, I really hope I don't mess this up. We had it so down before.
We really did. And then we said, we're going to take a year off.
And then, surprise, we're back. Happy 2-year anniversary.
Period. So yeah, until next time, everyone. You know what I haven't done? It's too late. I don't really care. It's a flop of the week.
Oh my God, wait. I'd say flop of the week was these freaking TikToks I saw, but.
Yeah,
that's flop of the month. We have to change it to flop of the month.
Okay, next time. Next time I'll have a flop of the month for you guys because those were fun. And maybe I should like add like a slay of the month too. That'd be kind of whatever.
Like a slay anyway. And a nay.
A boot and a toot. Yeah. That's a drag race thing. So any drag race fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. So a boot
this
and a toot.
Such a wild episode.
I know. This really was I have fun editing this because this is not bad, but
it's gonna be great. First just like slay it an A. Don't hate the game, hate the player. We are all over the place. We'll have to start our own Etsy shop soon.
This was a roller coaster. So
that's awesome.
Well, you'll hear from us again in a month.
Yeah.